the struggle to maintain the new journal. As noted earlier, the first issue of Signs of the Times was edited and published by James White on his initiative alone. Now that the journal was underway, there were the questions as to how it would be managed and supported. And it was not the paper alone that James White envisioned. If the project was to succeed, and if the church in the West was to have inexpensive literature for its use, it must have a publishing house at its command. Writing in Oakland on May 23, 1874, Ellen White mentioned broad developments to come in California. There will be a printing office established here, also a health institute established here. A little later she wrote, "In my last vision I was shown that we should have a part to act in California in extending and confirming the work already commenced. I was shown that missionary labor must be put forth in California, Australia, Oregon, and other territories far more extensively than our people have imagined, or ever contemplated and planned. -3. The publishing enterprise must have both the moral and financial support of the constituency east of the plains. How could the needed support be gained? James White could not leave the newly started journal unattended." Some years later, Ellen White recounted the experience.